Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. Welcome to MindBody TV. I am super excited to start today's episode. I'm always really excited to start every episode. But today is something that I kind of use all the time. It's how I go through my life. It's one of the biggest things that helps me go through like ups and downs or changes. I think embracing change is probably one of the biggest contributors to your resilience. And so this connecting with your inner guidance system is such a huge key. So today is about using your inner GPS, working with that inner GPS, that inner guidance system, and how to feel good about feeling bad, which isn't about like putting ice cream on top of poop and be positive. It's a good thing, but actually really understanding what's happening when you go into contraction, when you start feeling negativity, or you feel all of the like depression or heaviness or grief or anxiety or stuff really starts to come up. What's actually happening, that when you begin to realize this, it's like the greatest thing that you could experience. It's a massive gift, and you can flow through it very effortlessly and fluidly. So welcome to everyone who is here live. I love hearing from you. So definitely share where you're listening from. Hello. And where you're tuning in from. And also, how are you feeling right now? So is anything coming up? Are you feeling kind of, especially right now, this moment in our history, there's a lot coming up. There's a lot of intensity, a lot of turmoil, a lot of fear. A lot of people are really disconnected and lost, so doing all kinds of really crazy things. And so this can kind of throw us off, not to mention all of the energies shifting for the collective. People are awakening in ways beyond anything we've seen before, and it can be a little bit unsettling. So I want to hear about that too. Oh, Himanshu, welcome from India. That's so exciting. Hello, Rachel, Carrie from Canada, and hi to Heather and to Wendy. Emily from UK, hello. A lot of us really need this today. I definitely do. Okay, I appreciate that. I do too. I always love doing this. I want to give a special shout out to everyone who's listening to the podcast or to the recording of today's episode of MindBody TV. We always broadcast these live in the MindBody community on Facebook. So if you ever do want to attend live, we're in the MindBody community on Facebook, and it's 11 o'clock Mountain Time. So, okay, welcome everybody. So the first thing I wanted to share is what's actually happening when we feel contracted. Now, contracted is like whatever kind of badness. I feel really stuck. I feel, I can't stand what's happening in my health, and this is just enough is enough. I don't know what to do. I feel so lost. Or we're really angry about something. But when we're contracted, things are not moving. So it's not like, oh, I'm angry, and I kind of feel good about that empowerment that anger can bring when I've previously felt really suppressed. And then we move through the anger beyond. But when we're stuck in the anger and it's like, nothing's working, nothing's moving, we're contracted. So anytime we're in resistance to what we're feeling or resistance to what we're experiencing. So you might have something going on, but you're like, all right, I know it's okay, and I'm going to let this move through. And there's flow and fluidity. That's not the same as feeling contracted. Or you could have some small thing that you're like, oh, I got these lab tests back and I feel pretty good, but God, I'm so upset about what the lab tests show, because it shouldn't be this way and it shouldn't be that way. And what does this mean anyway? And I've been doing everything right. Why is this happening? And then we just go into this over something that might not necessarily have any meaning. Okay. When we feel contracted, we're in resistance to what's happening. But what's actually going on on a spiritual level is that we are expanding beyond who we've been. We're expanding beyond what we've previously allowed. So even when we look at the immune system, the digestive system, the nervous system, the alignment that we have, that is related to your state of being. So if you're in the state of, oh, I got to work really hard and I never really get what I want, so I have to keep being more and doing better, and I'm not enough, so I have to keep going and going and improving myself, or any of the conclusions that you have that are limiting, when you're ready to expand beyond them, you'll feel it. It will hurt. It won't feel good. You'll start to feel the pain of all the ways you've kept yourself small. And so those states of being actually create a certain alignment in your immune system, in your digestive system, in your nervous system, chemically, hormonally, just all of the messages and the way things are networked, all of that alignment is a reflection of the state you're in. So if you're like, oh, I hate myself, I hate my body, but let me just put some makeup on and I'll be acceptable. Or, oh, I just got to lose 20 pounds and then I can finally have what I want and have a relationship. Or whatever you're doing that's limited or really not a celebration of all that you are, it's a restriction, is going to impair the alignment in your physiology. So now you're like, why am I tired all the time? Why do I have Lyme disease and I can't clear it? Why do I have Epstein-Barr and I can't clear it? I have all autoimmune thyroid disease and it's not getting better. Well, those states of being are actually going to keep, you know, even if you take, I'm going to take medication and now I replete my thyroid, but you're still going to have thyroid imbalance or adrenal imbalance or digestive problems and food intolerances because of the alignment you're in. And has everything to do with thoughts, ideas, beliefs, your emotions, how you feel about things, your relationship with your body, or your relationship with what's happening. So many of you know my personal story, and I had this, you know, autoimmune illness, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic pain, and I was like, oh, I can't stand this. I gotta fight. I gotta overcome. I gotta figure it out. My relationship with what was happening in my body was very restricted, and it created a lot of resistance, and it made the problem worse. So that's what I'm speaking about when I'm talking about the alignment in your body. Okay, what does that have to do with contraction, expanding, growth, receiving more, moving into abundance? When you're ready to, like most of us are asking for more, I want to have an awesome, beautiful home that I live in. I want to have an amazing, loving relationship with my cherished partner. I want to make more money. I want to have a job I really love. And you can also put in the comments, like, what is it you're asking for, generally or specifically? We're asking for expansion, okay? If it isn't expansive, it's just like moving the parts around. Oh, I have more money, but I'm more in debt, so it doesn't really matter. Or, oh, I have more friends in my life, but I'm sick, so I can't go out with them. It's not actually an expansion. So an expansion is gonna involve every aspect of your life. So if you receive more wealth, you're like enjoying your friends more, enjoying your body more, celebrating life, having fun, it'll contribute to all the areas of your life. And when we're in an expansion, the first thing we're gonna feel is all the ways we have concluded, no, I can't have it, no, I don't want it, no, I'm not going, no, I'm not gonna allow that, no, that's not possible for me. Known and unknown. And we will feel contracted. So what we feel in that contraction is just the invitation to open. That's all it is. It is 100% proof that we are expanding into something beyond our wildest dreams, that we are expanding into exactly what we've asked for and more. Okay, Ragnald says, good evening from Norway. That's very exciting. Hello, Zaby. Good morning, Maddie. Okay, Carrie says, it's a lot of family stuff. I'm really struggling with not just pulling away. Okay, so yeah, family can trigger all kinds of stuff. So what happens is we'll feel the contraction of like, oh, I can't believe she said this, or I can't believe this person's doing this, or whatever's coming up with the family stuff, whatever it's triggering in you. What's actually happening is you're being invited to release that exactly thing so that you can receive what you've been asking for. Now, it might be totally unrelated. I'm asking for more money and a better job. What does that have to do with my family? But it's the exact energy you've held relative to what they're bringing up for you right now. That's the thing that's most holding you back from receiving more money and the job you love. So it won't make sense in the mind and you won't ever be able to figure this out, but life is bringing you the exact thing that is the key to unlock what you've been asking for. So I'd love to hear, Carrie, what have you been asking for to receive this year in your intentions, general, specific, whatever. Because we can tie this into what's coming up and what is getting triggered in your family. Are you angry? Are you feeling despondent? Are you feeling guilty? Like, what are some of the specific things that you're actually experiencing? Okay. Hello, Sarah and Huya. Okay. Hey, Sarah. Another my friend Sarah in Durango. Wendy, there have been a lot of comments on the subject of release in this community. Does the GPS and wisdom guide you on the timing of release and especially how much at one time is helpful? Well, you don't even have to figure that out yourself because what your system knows exactly what you're ready for, and you're going to get exactly what you need to release that. So sometimes things can release in layers. So you're like, oh, I'm so tired of, you know, this old pattern with my mother, and I'm always trying to do what everybody else wants. And now it's really about me, and I'm going to do what I want. Or, you know, you might kind of go back and forth. As you're integrating a space of, I honor myself first and foremost, and I give to others through my own fulfillment. Right? That's like a third option, because the first alignment is I have to do what everyone else wants. And then the other side of the coin is screw them. I'm going to do what I want. But the third option is I receive all I need and I contribute to others through the space of my fulfillment, because you really do want to contribute to others. You just don't want to do it from depletion. So what we'll get is like that will release in layers. So you just need to listen to the wisdom inside of you, and we're going to talk about that, your navigation system, and allow the release of what you're called to in the moment. So everyone feel right now. What are you feeling? Tune in, take a few deep breaths. Physically, mentally, if you hear some thoughts or have some ideas or you're thinking about something over and over in your head. Emotionally, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, most people are not really aware of what they're feeling emotionally because we've been so disconnected for so long. So just tune in physically, because like a pit in your stomach or a heaviness in your chest or shoulders or a fluttering light feeling in your chest, that will cue you in to the emotions. So take three breaths. What am I feeling in my physical body? Do a little scan. Or even just how does the breath move through my body? Sometimes mine gets stuck right here. There's like a tightness. And I'm going to just relax. Oh. And let that release and actually bring a little bit of slowing down, because I do tend to go really, really fast. So if I tune in and feel my body, that's the invitation. I'll release some energy. Now I may know or not know what was attached to that, what I've released, but it will release exactly what's ready to release for me. So that tightness is the contraction. If I breathe into that, okay, whatever that is, I'm letting it go. Now I just released whatever that layer was. I don't need to know, was it enough? Was it not enough? Oh, maybe that's related to some kind of emotional suppression. Maybe I want to release more. No, your body will invite you to release what you're ready to release in this 10 seconds. And is it enough? Is it not enough? Well, 10 seconds later, there might be more. You may go through hours of like, whoa, I'm really feeling a lot. And just pay more attention to that of like, what am I feeling physically? What's going on mentally? What's going on emotionally? And just breathe and let your body release energy. Totally easy to do. And you may find for a few days, you're like, whoa, there was a lot that's releasing. And then for weeks go by, you're like, oh, everything's pretty copacetic, little here, little there. I'm kind of cruising. Right now, we're kind of universally in a really intense energy. And I know on January 31st, there's a massive shift in the collective that will kind of complete its integration. Yay for that. But it can shake a lot of things up, because if you're very grounded in a space of, I gotta do more, I gotta be more, I gotta work hard, or fear and protections, like, well, I'm not gonna let that person in because they're not letting me in, or whatever your walls may be, it's blocking love. It's blocking you from receiving. So you're gonna feel the pain of that as you ask for expansion, as you ask for more. So let the contraction be a celebration of like, oh, I'm expanding. Because if you weren't expanding, you actually wouldn't feel it. You'd hold all those negative beliefs, thoughts, and ideas, and you wouldn't even notice that there's anything wrong with it. Like, money's hard to come by, and I'm just gonna work 80 hours a week, and hey, that's just what you do. And not that you'd like it, but it wouldn't be killing you. It's only gonna be really bothering you if you're ready to expand beyond that. If something is here for you, if it's like the universe is saying, hey, that dream relationship, that dream life, that awesome job, it's right here. So now you're like, oh, I don't wanna keep this job. I just don't wanna, but I should. No, I don't wanna. You'll feel the pain of that contraction, when you're in proximity to something more expansive. You will feel the pain of that contraction of, oh, I really don't like this relationship and the way that I'm being in it. I want a new dynamic. Well, that's because you're in proximity to a much more expansive way of doing it. And life is inviting you to sense that. Okay, so that's our GPS. We sense through our guidance system. Feel what you're feeling physically. Tune in to what's going on mentally, thoughts and ideas. Witness what you're experiencing emotionally. The best way to connect with the emotions is through physically sensing the body and putting your hands on your heart. You're not going to ever get there in the mind. I think I feel da 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 da. You can't actually connect emotionally through the mind at all. So begin to connect through the heart and feel your physical body. You can even expand your presence beyond to the space around your physical body. That will tune you in even more to your emotions. And so what I say for this, you tune in physically, mentally, emotionally. What I say for this is, where am I on a scale of 1 to 10? Because I may not know, like, oh, I'm feeling despondent. I'm feeling irritable. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling hopeless. I'm feeling bored. I may not know that language or that refinement. But I could say on a scale of 1 to 10, oh, I'm like a 7. And that's all you need, because we have seen medically, scientifically, that just the awareness of what's going on within your body, energetically, emotionally, just the awareness shifts your chemistry, shifts your hormones, shifts what's happening in your digestion, changes your brain activity in a favorable, harmonious way. It's amazing the power that your awareness and attention on your physical body, on your emotional body, opening up your sensuality, putting your attention on what you're sensing and feeling, that alone will shift everything that's happening in every cell of your body. So I think that's one of the most powerful and exciting things we've seen in medical research, and it applies to everything. And it's kind of fascinating to me that more doctors aren't paying attention to this and aren't so fascinated by it. But I think a lot of doctors are in like fight or flight survival in the way they're doing their practice. And I was too. Okay, so using your navigation system for that feedback, for that insight, for that awareness. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, where am I calibrating? Not as a wrongness, not for, oh, I should be a 10. Why am I not a 10? Just for awareness. Just the awareness alone. You just breathe that. I'm feeling like a 3. So feel it. Where am I right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, feel your body sense. Feel the area around your body, the space around your body. Where am I on a scale of 1 to 10? And then take 3 breaths, just noticing and appreciating that. Okay, I see where I'm at. 3 breaths, feeling that 3, feeling that whatever level it is. And the interesting thing is you'll see that shift almost all the time, just like 3 to 5 breaths. And if you don't see that shift, just go more into it. I'm willing to feel everything I'm feeling in whatever way it's serving me. Because all it's there for is to assist your awakening. If you aren't aware that you're contracted, you can't consciously choose the expansion in the same way. So the piece about feeling good about feeling bad is that it is total and complete evidence that there's something higher available to you that is being registered by your system right now. If that weren't true, it would just feel normal. It wouldn't even feel like there's any other way to do it. So you're like, what do you mean? This is just life. It wouldn't occur to you to mind. So if you are, especially if you're really, really contracted, it's like, whoa, this must be really good. This must be really big. What's ready to come in is so much bigger than the little space I'm living in that this feels excruciatingly tight. Oh my God, I can hardly stand it. That is evidence of the massive difference of what you're expanding into. Breathe, allow, witness. Like I said, be aware of where am I on a scale of 1 to 10. And then just breathe, hands on your heart. I am willing to feel and experience all of this unconditionally. Okay, Carrie says, wow, only minutes in and you make me feel so much better. Well, one of the things that happens is your resonance with just the awareness. Doesn't mean you have to feel good, quote unquote. Just the awareness of, I feel what I feel, the willingness to feel what I feel. brings you to a higher frequency. So when you walk in the room, you actually are an awakening power, meaning people will feel more aware of what they feel. They will more connect with and align to their authentic self. They will express their authentic self more fully. My accountant is very energy sensitive, and she was sharing some of this with me, that she's like, people come in all the time, and within like 3 minutes of just meeting me, they're crying and they're sharing this and they're sharing that about like their money story. So we talked about like how much fear is linked into money. Our whole experience of money is based in fear, and what a service she's doing and just being in a space of awareness. I honor and appreciate what I feel right now. That invites others to awaken and express who they really are. Nancy, beautiful Nancy from Oregon, I'm getting a glimmer of this, but what do I do when doctors say my condition is irreversible? What do I do with that? Choose to ignore what they say? So it's really a matter of, is this true for me? It's always really helpful to receive everything. Doesn't mean we buy into it, but we don't have to reject it. No, you don't understand. That's not true for me, because we're like afraid it's going to rub off. I don't believe that. And I'm not going to go to this doctor again. We don't even need to do that. Receive, receive, receive. And you can always just say to yourself, interesting point of view. That point of view he's holding. And then just ask, does that resonate for me? Now, if it resonates for you, you tune into your inner GPS, it'll feel light. Like, oh, that's awesome. That's the answer I've been looking for. Now I have the key to know what to do. So, you know, one time I had this other resident. I was a medical student. She was a resident in osteopathic medicine. We're at St. Barnabas Hospital in New York doing my rotation. And I had all this like crazy chronic pain, joint pain, muscle aches. And I was sharing with her that I'd had this for so long. What's going on? It's kind of like part of the whole equation with this autoimmune thing. And she said, well, you know, you're eating a lot of Vata foods. I'm like, what does that mean? So she explained to me the whole paradigm of Ayurvedic medicine, and these different constitutions in the body. And you're really a Vata. You move fast. You think fast. You're more go, go, go. And that if you're eating certain foods like cold, raw, it's going to stimulate Vata and it's going to imbalance your system. One of the things that happens for a Vata person when they're imbalanced is they have joint pain. And I was like, ding, 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 like a big light bulb went off. And I was like, whoa, that's amazing. So eat richer, heavier, creamier foods. Okay, that was like the antithesis of what I was told to do in my diet or what I bought into and believed. But it was like, whoa, this really feels like a key for me. So I changed my diet in a big way and it helped immensely. Sometimes we have a perspective offered and it feels like, oh, hey, well, you got to change your diet and you got to do this and you got to take these 10 supplements and you can't do this anymore. You can't do that anymore. That's going to fix your problem. And you're like, ah, that's like a hard pill to swallow. That doesn't feel like an expansive solution. So you can say, interesting point of view, and then receive that. Is this the answer for me right now? Is this a contribution to me right now? Is this the path for me right now? Because your path will always feel expansive. So tune into your inner GPS, and sometimes just knowing, is it a yes, is it a no, is all you need. Black, white. You don't necessarily need a subtle nuance. Is this a yes? Is this a no? Right now in this 10 seconds. Not is this a good perspective, is this a bad perspective? Because it's about me right now, not me in a year. Maybe that would help me later on. So it's never black and white as far as this is good, this is bad. It's black and white. Is this right for me right now? Is this a contribution to me right now? Or is this, I'm just going to let that go. And so tuning in, and so do this now. Feel in, and you could feel, I mean, I can already tell from here with Nancy that that perspective is not serving her. It's contracting her system because it's not true for her right now, that it's irreversible. You can't do anything about it. End of the day, you're just going to be stuck with this forever. Sorry. But there is actually a shift. Massive, actually, massive, 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 what doctors would call a miracle that is possible for her. Miracles are not, they don't actually contradict science. They just contradict the science as we have understood it. And there are so many conclusions in our medical system currently that miracles happen all the time because we're in such a conclusion that's really not true. Here's what can happen. Here's what can't happen. And that's not true. We've already seen so many examples of people who've gone beyond that. Okay, so we're going to feel into yes or no. So feel into your system of any perspective at all, whether it's do I need to change my diet or should I go see that particular healer, anything that's on the table for you right now that it has been offered, has been suggested, or that you've been thinking about. So you want to feel into your body, take a few breaths, and you can always first align with your desired outcome. What is the expansion? What is the yes, me living in joy and vitality, me feeling amazing, loving and cherishing my body, feeling and living my fully expressed life? Okay, so just even connecting 2% with that and taking a deep breath. And now you have this thing on the table. Whatever it might be, this suggestion or this appointment. Okay, is connecting with this a contribution to me living my most expanded life? Is this a contribution to me? And so just feel into it. Is doing this right now, is this perspective a contribution to me? And you'll feel the difference. Oh no, I don't want to do that. Or sometimes it does pretend to be gray, like, well, but I should do that, but I should do that. So just feel into. Is this the end itself? Not it's a means to an end. Oh, I should do this because if I do this, then I'll get this thing I want. Do I want to go? Am I excited about getting in the car and driving to that appointment and being on the table and having that experience? Oh, yes, that'd be amazing. Or is it like, oh, it's just more work. I'm going to chase across town. I got to go do this thing. I'm going to pay all this money. I don't know. If there's an I don't know, that is not your yes. So sometimes you can either just frame it, it's either a hell yes or it's a no. That's how clear the black and white can be. So I'd love to hear your results for that and what you felt. Zabi says, I'd love to be able to know and do work I love freely without fear and contraction. It's mostly about doing things myself. Yeah, so what if you could receive? It's not about doing things yourself. It's simply about choosing and allowing. It's about receiving. 99% of what most people are lacking in health is about receiving. You're blocking receiving. So what if you could just receive everything you needed, the guidance, the energy, the inspiration, the clarity, the resources to be fully nurtured into health? Hi, Arlene, Karen, Elaine. Elaine says hello from Half Moon Bay, BC, Canada. I love BC. Carrie, specifically, I really wanted to keep my father's place, our family cottage, when he passed 2 years ago, but I could not afford to buy it from my sisters. It's my happy place. It brings me so much joy. It's since been sold, but it's back on the market. Ah, that's very exciting. Even just the fact that it's back on the market is a message to you. Anything's possible. And you might not even feel inspired to buy it, but you're like, oh, I don't need to be in such a conclusion that I didn't get to buy it and then they sold it and this is so bad and wrong. Like, oh wait, it's back on the market now. It's available. Even if it's just a message to you to say, everything will, that's really true for me will come back around. Everything that's really a contribution to me will come back around. This is an example pointing to that. Okay, beautiful. And the other thing is, like, I visit my happy place all the time, but not physically. So it's at my grandmother's house, like up in her attic. I used to escape up there and have this like amazing experiences. And I go there in my dreams all the time where I can just kind of feel the essence of it and the energy of it. So I would let yourself play with this more because you actually do have everything you need. You're just living in this conclusion that you don't. So it's having you have this snarky perspective of what happened as if it's wrong. Maddie, I'm going through this now with just getting a puppy. It feels so expansive for me to get a dog and all the joy. We got a puppy. Ever since, I've been so triggered with, I won't have enough energy, patience. What the hell was I thinking? But I'm just telling myself it's all okay. I'm calling in what I need. I would say get on board for your choice. Choose your choice. You already chose it. So does it feel expansive to just get on board for that choice or contract it? You know, if you doubt it, it's going to feel really contracted. So right now, get on board for your choice and let yourself receive everything you need to have that work. And what you need might be someone else comes along and is the new owner and says, I'll take that puppy. And you're like, yeah, that's a perfect fit. Let's do that. But when you open, you can receive those options. When you're contracted and you're in doubt and you're questioning, should I have done this? It's going to block you from receiving all of that. Always choose your choice because that's a part of embracing what is. Jimbo, hello. And Ray, Suresh, very good advice. Ayn Rand has some names for the inner guidance system too. Yep. Ray, oh boy, I'm feeling these energies almost too much at times. Yeah, I am not surprised because we all are. And this is just a really intense time right now. So this will be a helpful tool to move through the rest of this as it completes. Tina, it's 5:15 a.m., but I'll watch when I wake up. Thanks for sharing your wisdom. Looking forward, but beautiful. Hello, Tiffany. All right, Sherry, I've been sick with two different viruses since January. How do I embrace and move past this? It feels never ending. I did a, I think it was last week or the week before when I was really sick, and all the insight I had on it of what it was clearing out and how an acute illness can really, really be a nidus for a realignment. So to have that awareness can help you go through it more effortlessly and just let it be as it is and let it ride out and support yourself through the symptoms. Okay. Ray says, what's the best way to connect with your heart throughout the day? Well, a lot of you heard that my alarm go off at 11:11 and it's a little tingling thing. I have it go off 3 times a day as a reminder to go back to my heart. And what I do is I feel my heart. I did a video on this on my YouTube. I think it was called From the Mind to the Heart or Connecting with the Heart in 2019. This is essential. And what we were just talking about with I think as somebody was saying, moving through these intense energies, Ray, this is super essential right now. Feel the heart, connect with the heart, expand it out beyond you. So you're kind of feeling more of like how the heart energy can move out beyond your body and just even just for a few seconds. But I'll do it for like a minute or so. It just, I mean, the more I do it 3 times a day, it's a habit. So now it's kind of running all the time. I'm always running on that. I'm always revisiting and reconnecting. So it's gotten easier and easier and easier to be in that space of the heart, to let it expand beyond my body and to feel that resonance. So I would definitely check out that video on YouTube. Okay. Heather said, I've saved up for a few years to buy something I've always wanted. And then I had to give it to someone, which is okay. It's a good cause. So now I've saved up again. But now that I have the money again, I feel frozen and stuck. I don't know if I should buy this expensive thing. Well, you could get rid of the idea that it's expensive because if it's truly a contribution to you and you can feel that, is this a contribution to me? Receiving this, is this a contribution to me? And it's either yes or not. What's expensive? Would you pay $1 million for that? If it lights you up, it makes you come more fully alive. It's going to contribute to everything in your life. Is it worth $2 million? Is it worth $5 million? So it kind of puts things in more perspective that you're like, oh, look at what this creates in my life. And I'm paying, I don't know, however much it is, $500. And so when we think something's expensive, it's always because somewhere we have a conclusion that the value to us is not really worth it. So I would look at that. If you're like, oh, I'm bringing this thing in, I don't really want it, but I kind of should have it. It's gonna be less valuable than what you invest in it, even just in the real estate it takes up in your home. But if it truly inspires you, it's like it's invaluable. Is it an A triple plus? Where does it resonate on a scale of 1 to 10? How lit up are you about experiencing this thing, whatever it is, in your life? Susie, I'm trying to move through the contraction of this morning's pain and enter into expansion and allowing and witnessing. I sure do need this reminder whenever new aches and cramps occur. So it's not just the physical, oh, I have this new ache. It's what comes with it, the despair, the frustration, the powerlessness. Oh my God, it's never going to end. I can't stand it. This is such a problem. That's the contraction. That's the part you can celebrate. So feel what you feel. Notice what you feel. And notice, where am I resonating with this? And then see if you can allow just by knowing, oh, the reason this is bothering me so much, having pain every day, is because in some level, in my awareness, I know being pain-free is totally available. So it's like waking up this other part of me, like, no, don't settle for that. Keep letting that go. Keep surrendering and releasing. Keep embracing this new level of health. Okay. Moon Rose, I believe I'm healing, but I don't know why it's not happening. Okay, so what do you believe is happening, or what do you believe is the healing? Are you feeling lighter? Are you feeling more expansive? Is this message resonating with you? Do you feel like there are resources available for you that you're beginning to let in? That is healing. It doesn't matter when it translates physically. So don't get caught up on that and looking at like the 3D representation. It's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening. go back to what you feel and what you know, and residing in the 5D experience of, wow, something is happening. Something is getting stirred up. Something new is coming in. This is an amazing experience. And just reconnect to that as many times a day as possible, because that is what inspires the realignment in your physical, mental, emotional system. Arlene says, this is so spot on. Yay. All right. I think I'm done with my comments. Nicole, I have my alarm go off 3 times a day and I've been having severe panic attack. What the hell? I'm so tired of this happening. It happens out of nowhere. I've been feeling into things. There's just so much fear. There's anger. There's panic attacks. So more resilience, Nicole. There's a lot, and there's going to be a lot, because there's a lot that's ready to move through, that you are the one to create the space to allow the bigness of it to move through. And if you're in the expectation of like, why is this happening? What the heck? This is not how it's supposed to go. This is too much. That's too much. It's going to contract the whole system, so that what's all the big BS and belief systems that are ready to release don't really have the space to do that. So be the space. Ray says, for someone who has unrelenting chronic fatigue for years, what method would work best to open them up? I would talk about the instant elevation. This is to realign your nervous system, your immune system, your digestive system, to bring about that internal reorganization. The instant alignment is a practice. They're tools. You do not need all of them. Even if you just embrace one of the videos in that work, it's an online program. It will be hugely, hugely valuable for you to realign what's going on in your system, for you to be in charge of allowing a new alignment. That's at drkim.com/IEP, because the instant elevation is the tool. And then I kind of created that work to extrapolate on it, but it's super easy. It's just a matter of beginning to commit to that integration, to that new alignment. Pat, yes, when I suddenly have peace and clarity, even though the answer isn't logical or what I wanted, I know I've got it right. Ah. All right, I also wanna invite everyone. One of my best friends, Jamie Cajanaris, has created a program for women specifically, and it's around unlocking the power and the wisdom that's within us. So totally aligned with this whole GPS thing, because there are so many lies we've learned about our body, about our femininity, about our sensuality. And it's so accessible, and it's so beautiful. And she and I have been talking about it for years, but she did create this amazing, amazing work of art in this program. It is a 6-week, or maybe 7 weeks. You go through week by week with her. She has a Facebook Live associated with this course every week. Deeply, deeply integrative work that will profoundly change your experience of your body. And like, my biggest thing is to just unleash the magical power that you have within you for healing, for creating and manifesting. It's amazing. I'm going to include the link here. Her site is periodlove.com. And if you use Dr. Kim Love at checkout, she's going to send you a special, it's a period power tool that helps her enhance the power in her body. So I thought that was so cool. So Dr. Kim Love is the checkout code. I've sent out an email. Actually, we're sending it out tomorrow to invite any of you to come to that program. So it's periodlove.com/inflow. The program is called Inflow. Or if you just go to periodlove.com, look at her course. That's the course, Inflow. And use Dr. Kim D. Love. I have been participating in her work. It is absolutely amazing. There's this one exercise that she had us do called a Mayan ritual bath, and I'd never really heard about that before. And it was totally magical for me and what I was able to release, because you're sending messages to your body, to your system. Like, this is what I'm ready to let go of now. There is way more magic and power in the men and women, but in femininity than we've ever imagined. And you know, the uterus is the space, it's the interface between the human and the divine. It's where the divine birth comes from, where we come into this physical reality. So it's really dispelling a lot of lies and a lot of myths, especially for women with PMS or pelvic pain, or who would like more sexual, harmonious sexual experiences, to release sexual shame, physical pain. It is a beautiful, beautiful piece of work, and it's at periodlove.com. All right, Amy Sutton, do you feel that God, not necessarily religion, plays a role in what you feel and teach as far as loving ourselves and one another. I would say unity consciousness or source or the universe, in any way you want to put it, is absolutely beautiful. And of course, God is a beautiful expression of that. But yeah, sometimes religion can kind of get in the way of what the truth of that really is and what our connection with that can really be. So yes, Rachel, I can definitely recommend the Instant Elevation Program for severe chronic fatigue. Thank you. I would love to hear more. We have definitely had amazing testimonials specifically with chronic fatigue and chronic pain and thyroid disease. So I would love to hear, and I think I did hear from you before actually, but I know there are a lot of people with chronic fatigue and it can feel like, whoa, this is just an uphill battle. So it's great that the Instant Elevation Program was very useful for you. I will include that link as well, drkimd.com/IEP. Okay, Nancy says, if you have had a hysterectomy or you're in menopause, does her program still apply? Jamie's program at Period Love is more about the energetics of your body. It has nothing to do whatsoever with the specific anatomy. If the uterus has been removed, you still have that space of the portal to divinity and the access to that divine part of you, to access the infinite part of you. And so much of it is releasing these ideas that we have about our womanhood, about our body, about our sexuality. So I am super, super excited that she created this and super psyched to be sharing this with the world. All right, everyone, lots of love. So use this week to connect with your inner guidance system and play with that. What am I ready for? What's a contribution to me? What feels delicious to me? And really say yes 100% to those things that resonate for you and be willing to totally release, at least right now, anything that doesn't resonate that you know is not really true for you. All right, lots of love. I'm at drkimd.com. We'll be here every Wednesday. Please invite anyone that you love. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.